Second Kings chapter 7. But Elisha said, Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, Tomorrow about this time a measure of choice meal shall be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel, at the gate of Samaria. Then the captain on whose hand the king leaned said to the man of God, Even if the Lord were to make windows in the sky, could such a thing happen? But he said, You shall see it with your own eyes, but you shall not eat from it. Now there were 4 leprous men outside the city gate who said to one another, Why should we sit here until we die? If we say, Let us enter the city, the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. But if we sit here, we shall also die. Therefore, let us desert to the Aramean camp. If they spare our lives, we shall live, and if they kill us, we shall but die. So they arose at twilight to go to the Aramean camp. But when they came to the edge of the Aramean camp, there was no one there at all. For the Lord had caused the Aramean army to hear the sound of chariots and of horses, the sound of a great army, so that they said to one another, The king of Israel has hired the kings of the Hittites and the kings of Egypt to fight against us. So they fled away in the twilight and abandoned their tents, their horses, and their donkeys, leaving the camp just as it was, and fled for their lives. When these leprous men had come to the edge of the camp, they went into a tent, ate and drank, carried off silver, gold, and clothing, and went and hid them. Then they came back, entered another tent, carried off things from it, and went and hid them. Then they said to one another, What we are doing is wrong. This is a day of good news. If we are silent and wait until the morning light, we will be found guilty. Therefore let us go and tell the king's household. So they came and called to the gatekeepers of the city and told them, We went to the Aramean camp, but there was no one to be seen or heard there, nothing but the horses tied, the donkeys tied, and the tents as they were. Then the gatekeepers called out and proclaimed it to the king's household. The king got up in the night and said to his servants, I will tell you what the Arameans have prepared against us. They know that we are starving, so they have left the camp to hide themselves in the open country, thinking, When they come out of the city, we shall take them alive and get into the city. One of his servants said, Let some men take 5 of the remaining horses, since those left here will suffer the fate of the whole multitude of Israel that have perished already. Let us send and find out. So they took 2 mounted men, and the king sent them after the Aramean army, saying, Go and find out. So they went after them as far as the Jordan. The whole way was littered with garments and equipment that the Arameans had thrown away in their haste. So the messengers returned and told the king. Then the people went out and plundered the camp of the Arameans. So a measure of choice meal was sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord. Now the king had appointed the captain on whose hand he leaned to have charge of the gate. The people trampled him to death in the gate, just as the man of God had said when the king came down to him. For when the man of God had said to the king, 2 measures of barley shall be sold for a shekel, and a measure of choice meal for a shekel, about this time tomorrow in the gate of Samaria, the captain had answered the man of God, Even if the Lord were to make windows in the sky, could such a thing happen? And he had answered, You shall see it with your own eyes, but you shall not eat from it. It did indeed happen to him. The people trampled him to death in the gate. 2 Kings chapter 8. Now Elisha had said to the woman whose son he had restored to life, Get up and go with your household, and settle wherever you can, for the Lord has called for a famine, and it will come on the land for 7 years. So the woman got up and did according to the word of the man of God. She went with her household and settled in the land of the Philistines 7 years. At the end of the 7 years, when the woman returned from the land of the Philistines, she set out to appeal to the king for her house and her land. Now the king was talking with Gehazi the servant of the man of God, saying, Tell me all the great things that Elisha has done. While he was telling the king how Elisha had restored a dead person to life, the woman whose son he had restored to life appealed to the king for her house and her land. Gehazi said, My lord, king, here is the woman, and here is her son whom Elisha restored to life. When the king questioned the woman, she told him. So the king appointed an official for her, saying, Restore all that was hers, together with all the revenue of the fields from the day that she left the land until now. Elisha went to Damascus, while King Ben-Hadad of Aram was ill. When it was told him, The man of God has come here, the king said to Hazael, Take a present with you and go to meet the man of God. Inquire of the Lord through him whether I shall recover from this illness. So Hazael went to meet him, taking a present with him, all kinds of goods of Damascus, 40 camel loads. When he entered and stood before him, he said, Your son, King Ben-Hadad of Aram, has sent me to you, saying, Shall I recover from this illness? Elisha said to him, Go, say to him, You shall certainly recover, but the Lord has shown me that he shall certainly die. He fixed his gaze and stared at him until he was ashamed. Then the man of God wept. Hazael asked, Why does my Lord weep? He answered, Because I know the evil that you will do to the people of Israel. You will set their fortresses on fire. You will kill their young men with the sword, dash in pieces their little ones, and rip up their pregnant women. Hazael said, What is your servant, who is a mere dog, that he should do this great thing? Elisha answered, The Lord has shown me that you are to be king over Aram. Then he left Elisha, and went to his master Ben-Hadad, who said to him, What did Elisha say to you? And he answered, He told me that you would certainly recover. But the next day he took the bed cover and dipped it in water and spread it over the king's face until he died, and Hazael succeeded him. In the fifth year of King Joram, son of Ahab of Israel, Jehoram, son of King Jehoshaphat of Judah, began to reign. He was 32 years old when he became king, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. He walked in the way of the kings of Israel, as the house of Ahab had done, for the daughter of Ahab was his wife. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. Yet the Lord would not destroy Judah for the sake of his servant David, since he had promised to give a lamp to him and to his descendants forever. In his days Edom revolted against the rule of Judah and set up a king of their own. Then Joram crossed over to Seir with all his chariots. He set out by night and attacked the Edomites and their chariot commanders who had surrounded him, but his army fled home. So Edom has been in revolt against the rule of Judah to this day. Libna also revolted at the same time. Now the rest of the acts of Joram, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Judah? So Joram slept with his ancestors, and was buried with them in the city of David. His son Ahaziah succeeded him. In the 12th year of King Joram, son of Ahab of Israel, Ahaziah, son of King Jehoram of Judah, began to reign. Ahaziah was 22 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Athaliah, a granddaughter of King Omri of Israel. He also walked in the way of the house of Ahab, doing what was evil in the sight of the Lord, as the house of Ahab had done, for he was son-in-law to the house of Ahab. He went with Joram, son of Ahab, to wage war against King Hazael of Aram at Ramoth-Gilead, where the Arameans wounded Joram. King Joram returned to be healed in Jezreel of the wounds that the Arameans had inflicted on him at Ramah, when he fought against King Hazael of Aram. King Ahaziah, son of Jehoram of Judah, went down to see Joram, son of Ahab, in Jezreel, because he was wounded. 2 Kings chapter 9. Then the prophet Elijah called a member of the company of prophets and said to him, Gird up your loins, take this flask of oil in your hand, and go to Ramoth-Gilead. When you arrive, look there for Jehu, son of Jehoshaphat, son of Nimshi. Go in and get him to leave his companions, and take him into an inner chamber. Then take the flask of oil, pour it on his head, and say, Thus says the Lord, I anoint you king over Israel. Then open the door and flee, do not linger. So the young man, the young prophet, went to Ramoth-Gilead. He arrived while the commanders of the army were in council, and he announced, I have a message for you, commander. For which one of us? Asked Jehu. For you, commander. So Jehu got up and went inside. The young man poured the oil on his head, saying to him, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I anoint you king over the people of the Lord, over Israel. You shall strike down the house of your master Ahab, so that I may avenge on Jezebel the blood of my servants the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord. For the whole house of Ahab shall perish. I will cut off from Ahab every male, bond or free, in Israel. I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, son of Ahijah. The dog shall eat Jezebel in the territory of Jezreel, and no one shall bury her. Then he opened the door and fled. When Jehu came back to his master's officers, they said to him, Is everything all right? Why did that madman come to you? He answered them, You know the sort and how they babble. They said, Liar, come on, tell us. So he said, This is just what he said to me. Thus says the Lord, I anoint you king over Israel. Then hurriedly they all took their cloaks and spread them for him on the bare steps, and they blew the trumpet and proclaimed, Jehu is king. Thus Jehu, son of Jehoshaphat, son of Nimshi, conspired against Joram. Joram, with all Israel, had been on guard at Ramoth-Gilead against King Hazael of Aram. But King Joram had returned to be healed in Jezreel of the wounds that the Arameans had inflicted on him when he fought against King Hazael of Aram. So Jehu said, If this is your wish, then let no one slip out of the city to go and tell the news in Jezreel. Then Jehu mounted his chariot and went to Jezreel, where Joram was lying ill. King Ahaziah of Judah had come down to visit Joram. In Jezreel, the sentinel standing on the tower spied the company of Jehu arriving, and said, I see a company. Joram said, Take a horseman, send him to meet them, and let him say, Is it peace? So the horseman went to meet him. He said, Thus says the king, Is it peace? Jehu responded, What have you to do with peace? Fall in behind me. The sentinel reported, saying, The messenger reached them, but he is not coming back. Then he sent out a second horseman, who came to them and said, Thus says the king, Is it peace? Jehu answered, What have you to do with peace? Fall in behind me. Again the sentinel reported, He reached them, but he is not coming back. It looks like the driving of Jehu son of Nimshi, for he drives like a maniac. Joram said, Get ready. And they got his chariot ready. Then King Joram of Israel and King Ahaziah of Judah set out, each in his chariot, and went to meet Jehu. They met him at the property of Naboth the Jezreelite. When Joram saw Jehu, he said, Is it peace, Jehu? He answered, What peace can there be so long as the many whoredoms and sorceries of your mother Jezebel continue? Then Joram reined about and fled, saying to Ahaziah, Treason, Ahaziah! Jehu drew his bow with all his strength and shot Joram between the shoulders, so that the arrow pierced his heart, and he sank in his chariot. Jehu said to his aide Bidkar, Lift him out and throw him on the plot of ground belonging to Naboth the Jezreelite. For remember, when you and I rode side by side behind his father Ahab, how the Lord uttered this oracle against him. For the blood of Naboth and for the blood of his children that I saw yesterday, says the Lord, I swear I will repay you on this very plot of ground. Now therefore lift him out and throw him on the plot of ground in accordance with the word of the Lord. When King Ahaziah of Judah saw this, he fled in the direction of Beth-Hagan. Jehu pursued him, saying, Shoot him also. And they shot him in the chariot at the ascent to Gur, which is by Ibleam. Then he fled to Megiddo and died there. His officers carried him in a chariot to Jerusalem, and buried him in his tomb with his ancestors in the city of David. In the 11th year of Joram, son of Ahab, Ahaziah began to reign over Judah. When Jehu came to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it. She painted her eyes and adorned her head and looked out of the window. As Jehu entered the gate, she said, Is it peace, Zimri, murderer of your master? He looked up to the window and said, Who is on my side? Who? Two or three eunuchs looked out at him. He said, Throw her down. So they threw her down. Some of her blood spattered on the wall and on the horses which trampled on her. Then he went in and ate and drank. He said, See to that cursed woman, and bury her, for she is a king's daughter. But when they went to bury her, they found no more of her than the skull, and the feet, and the palms of her hands. When they came back and told him, he said, This is the word of the Lord, which he spoke by his servant Elijah the Tishbite. In the territory of Jezreel the dog shall eat the flesh of Jezebel. The corpse of Jezebel shall be like dung on the field in the territory of Jezreel, so that no one can say, This is Jezebel.